How do you respond to God's grace to you? We think about how God has so richly blessed us and changed us and given us salvation through Jesus Christ. And he, you know, His Son died for us and offers us forgiveness. And He rose again and He offers us relationship with God and eternal relationship with God. And that one day we too will be resurrected. How do you respond to that? Worship is your response to God. Some of us don't have a proper understanding of who God is, and therefore our worship is substandard. And I don't know who's where. I'm not pointing fingers, not saying you're not good enough. We will never, ever really understand God fully. I mean, we're finite beings. We can only understand so much. But the more you understand God and His goodness and His grace and His mercy and His wrath and His love and all those things, and then you realize how sinful we are and what we do, and we recognize God's holiness, it should lead us to worship. Esteem Him greatly, submit to Him, have extravagant respect for Him. That we as the creature love the Creator. And worship is expressed in several different ways. I want to spend the rest of our time this morning talking about how that worship is expressed. Now let me just say, I'm not going to get them all. But the first thing you have to know is that it doesn't have to take place in a building. We have what we call corporate worship, meaning corporate meaning getting together, a bunch of people together, and worshiping together, which is what we do every Sunday. Corporately, as the church of Emmanuel Baptist Church, as the church who gathers here, we get together and we worship Him in various ways. But it doesn't have to be in a building. You need to understand that worship is, we're going to get to this, but worship is a lifestyle. Worship happens every day of the week. And you cannot separate my secular life, my everyday life, from my religious life. There's only life. And when we try to bifurcate and put them in categories, we don't really understand ourselves. And we don't understand God's impact. So, you say, well, I can worship anywhere. Does that mean I have to go to church? Do I have to worship corporately? Do I have to get together on Sunday? Yes. Yes, you do. Every Sunday? Yes. Yes. Why? Because Hebrews tells us in chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, it says, "Let us be concerned about one another in order to promote love and good works, not staying away from our worship meetings, as some habitually do, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." What's he saying? That when you get together as the church, when you get together and you worship corporately, it's good for you. You are designed for that. That you are not to stay away as some do. You're to get together. Now here's the problem. We can't corporately worship all the time, every day. But you can worship all the time, anywhere, every day. Let me give you some ways in which we worship. These are really practical. first way is through music. A lot of these we reflect on Sunday morning too. We sing. Now, music is a very powerful thing, very powerful tool. If you're in a bad mood and you put on a certain type of music, it has the ability to lift your mood. You can put on a certain type of music and it will bring your mood down. Music has the ability to make you reflect. It has the ability to make you wonder. It has the ability to make you jump for joy and dance. Yes, dancing's okay. In all of these ways, we can worship God through our own instrument of our voice. And so we give you examples of that on Sunday morning, ways that you can worship through singing. And some people really, really, really love singing. Some of us are not so much on singing, and that's okay. God made us all different. We worship in different ways. Some things we are allowed to express our worship in ways that are different than others. For example, my wife loves music. She will blast music. Me, not so much. But it's okay. I still love her. And so music, though, it's such a vital aspect of worship. It's been used since the beginning of time. Old Testament's filled with music, and the Psalms are calling the musicians to play and the singers to sing. All of the Psalms are poems which were often sung. We have a hymn book in the Bible. So singing is a way in which we worship. And I encourage you, if you're in a bad mood or in a depressed mood, put on some worship. Put on some Christian music. Let the words penetrate you. Let the sound and the message lift you up. But worship is so much more than singing a song. Other ways that we worship, it's through prayer. Just communion with God, just talking to God, listening to God, letting the Spirit speak to us, hearing God. And I encourage you to fall in love with prayer. Make it a part of your daily routine. Make it a part of your habit of praying at certain times of the day. Set alarms for yourself. Get an app that reminds you to pray and just pray from set times during the day. Have this rhythm of life. Have this rhythm of talking to God and worshiping and adoring and loving Him. We can serve someone. We can do what we call ministry, and we'll get to that next week. But how you serve one another, how you meet someone's needs can be an act of worship. From cleaning a toilet to picking them up for church to sitting with them a while. All of these are ways in which you can offer what you do for worship. In a little while, we're going to take the Lord's Supper. That's another way in which we worship God. It's called communion, which is this idea of community, communing with God. It's also called the Lord's Supper, which because Jesus gives it in a meal. It's called the Eucharist, which means to give thanks. We're giving thanks back to God. And as a community, we get together. And it's one of the things that Jesus gave us. And we get together and we worship by acknowledging Him, being in our presence, sharing this meal together, and reminding ourselves and reliving His death and His sacrifice and His resurrection and His coming again. All of this leads us to worship. Another way we worship is by giving God offering. I know money's a touchy subject. I hate talking about it, but it's all over Scripture. Money, giving God what He's given you and saying, God, I give this back to You. I give this to You for Your glory, for Your honor, for Your use, out of Your abundance that You have given to me. And there's no set limits on offerings. There's different reasons we give offerings, but we give back to God as an act of worship. And sometimes just sitting down and being silent, meditating on the Word, thinking about God, what He's done, can be an act of worship. And opening up His Word, and reading and consuming it, sometimes in large portions, sometimes in just a few verses. These are all ways in which we worship God. We adore Him. We love Him. We give Him extravagant love. Some of these things are within us. Some of these things are outside of us. It's inside and it's outside. It's with our spirit. It's anywhere. But it's our true response to Him. Last thing I want us to see is that we should live as worship. Our life should be worship. Worship can happen in the other functions we talked about. For example, fellowship. When we encourage, when we pray for, when we cry with, when we celebrate with other believers, we do so for God's glory. When we are discipling, when we're teaching others God's Word, or when we're learning it ourselves, learning and teaching God's Word out of love for Him, we worship. And we worship by bringing others to know Him better. Through evangelism, through sharing the gospel with others, we worship Him because we help bring others to worship Him as well. Your job can be worship to Him if it's done as an act of worship. Now, that doesn't mean that you work at a church. Your everyday job, working at the bank, working in town, working at the store, working wherever you work. If you see your job as an act of worship, your worship is done in every day. What about leading your family to worship? Not just talking about God, but bringing them with you to church and worshiping together in the home. Life, all of it can be worship when we understand, when we respond to God's grace, when we respond to His mercy, we respond in acts of worship. Last thing I want to say is that worship is not about you. If you say, man, I really got a lot out of worship today, you've missed the point. You can love the songs, you can love the text, you can love the prayers that were said, but if we don't realize that they are said and they're done toward God and for His glory and for His esteem, we've missed out and we put ourselves in the center of worship instead of God. Likewise, if you say, I got nothing out of worship today, it was terrible, I hated all the music, the preaching was just awful. The prayer, the guy who prayed just went on and on and on, and I just need to get out of there. Again, you've misplaced worship. You've put yourself at the center of worship and not God. We want God central to worship. It's not about us. It's all about Him. Worship's about God. It's not about man. Worship is our response, our adoration toward Him. So, here's the question. How's your worship?